بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد Continuing with the incident of the Umrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which subsequently led to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah we stop at a point where four different envoys had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message was a very, very simple message. Open the road, allow us to continue and make our umrah and let us relieve ourselves of our ihram. Number two is this, that if you do not wish, then let us enter into some treaty. We have not come into fight that will give you a certain amount of time in which you can gain your strength, you have become weak. Leave us and the other Arab tribes. If they overpower us, then obviously your work is done. And if we overpower them, then everyone has the equal opportunity of accepting Iman and Islam. And obviously, this was the very, very simple message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When all that failed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called upon Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that why don't you go into Makkah Mukarramah that from our side now we send somebody into Makkah an envoy and that person then puts forth to the tribes, to the leaders of the people of Makkah Mukarramah this very simple request that we are making. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, excusing himself, that on the one hand, the people of Makkah know my very, very firm and ardent belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, I am not a popular person in Makkah Mukarramah. That was from before the hijrat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And together with that, I do not have any family members in Makkah to give me any kind of strength. So the best person for this task will be none other than Sayyiduna Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted this right opinion of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he called upon Sayyiduna Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go into Makkah. Sayyiduna Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given specific instructions. Amongst the instructions was one very unique and important instruction and that was that in Makkah Mukarramah there were very many people, Sahaba, that had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either because they were socially or they were economically weak that they could not leave Makkah Mukarramah because of their family pressure or because they did not have the means to have left Makkah Mukarramah and come away to Madinah Munawwara, the circumstances did not allow them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, besides addressing the leaders of Makkah, also to go and visit these people, send the salams of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell them that in a very short while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease. Hence, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu left with this mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes to Balda, where Khalid bin Walid had been blocking the road. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu puts forward the requests of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khalid bin Walid was not interested in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's requests. Khalid bin Walid and the people with him, around him, were still furious. They still wanted to go to war. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu enters Makkah Mukarramah. And Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu puts forth the very simple message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The leaders of Makkah generally were not interested in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's requests. They were very firm on the fact that should Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter Makkah, then they will definitely defend and they will fight Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. They were not going to allow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enter Makkah at that point in time, and they were very adamant that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should return to Madinah Munawwara. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu also goes to those people, the du'afa, the weak in Makkah Mukarramah, and he conveys the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In response, they also send their salams to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by and large, they express great joy and great happiness. When Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was still in Makkah Mukarramah, he was also offered by some of the people of Makkah to continue his Umrah, to make tawaf of Baytullah. But Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused that offer, saying that I will not do so if the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is held back. In other words, only and until the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and he performs his tawaf, then I will do so emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he is in Makkah Mukarramah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Hudaybiyah, and the Quraysh sent a small little contingent with a very specific objective, a specific mission. And that mission was to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some narrations have it up to 70 men, some have 60 men, 50 had come in one group and 10 later, and their explicit intention was to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in Makkah Mukarramah. This is going on in the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one Sahabi, Muhammad ibn Maslama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, captures the 50 men, and the further 10 men were also captured by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So they are in the hands of the Muslims. On the other side, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also debarred from leaving Makkah Mukarramah. He was held back, and according to some narrations, 10 other Sahaba had also entered Makkah Mukarramah, and they were also held back. So on the one side, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in Makkah. On the other side, the 60 or 70 men are held by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gets some information that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has not only been captured, but Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been assassinated in Makkah Mukarramah. Bearing in mind that he is an envoy, bearing in mind he is a messenger of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rules of all time has it that that envoy will not be touched, he will be guaranteed safety, and he will never ever be attacked. And on the other side, these people came with an explicit intention of attacking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was on that occasion that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under a tree, took the ba'at, which is known as the ba'at of Ridwan, that each and every sahabi that was there put their hand in the hand of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will not leave here until we avenge the death of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And for Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was not there, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand into the other hand, and he took this bayat for Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this gives Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu a great amount of virtue. And again, those sahaba that had so willingly decided to give their lives for Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu have a very special place in the Shariat, in the Deen of Islam, in the Quran Kareem, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of them. And whilst all this is happening, another small little delegation from the people of Makkah come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also in an attempt and an effort to create some form of treaty, some form of peace. And hence in this manner we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now enters in a peace treaty with the people of Makkah Mukarramah. Inshallah we'll continue. May Allah ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.